Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Journey to Grateful podcast, a podcast to help clarify the process of loss and grief through experiences shared from myself and others living with loss. I'm your host, Tim Begonia, and this is show number 122. Within this podcast, I will review the many common myths of grief to help you better prepare for the road ahead. You are invited to join the Journey to Grateful community and share your story to help others better understand grief, how it affects us moving forward, and how best to navigate its difficult path. I also encourage you to join the community on Facebook and Instagram, subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you prefer, and find quick links to do both at journeytograteful.com. And lastly, I ask that you take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Doing so will help this podcast reach more people just like you in need of an insightful grief resource which they can use to help navigate their grief journey. Now, living beyond grief is this idea that life goes on, and somehow, in some way, we must discover how. Now, that question, how, fuels many a night of anxiety, constant daylight hours of wandering, and yet the world around us just seems to spin as usual, all while we feel as though we are just learning to walk once again. Back in episode 121, I discussed 5 strategies to help us reconnect with life, and I ended that episode with this thought. The idea of living forward can truly empower you to strive for and create a life you might have thought was gone, and in turn, it will allow you to do something equally incredible, and that is live beyond grief. Now, today I'd like to discuss what that last phrase means to me and what I have done over the course of nearly 4 years to successfully live beyond grief. Now, ironically, the measure of my success still seems to be in question, at least for me, and I wonder if I ever will truly feel as though I have been successful in living beyond my grief. But one thing is for certain, I will continue to try. Come along with me as I discuss living beyond grief, what I believe is necessary in order to do so, and now how we best can begin to help each other achieve this goal today. In the first days of loss, your world is upside down. In the weeks to follow, you look back to find you are farther along than you thought, yet you still feel stuck nonetheless. Months may go by and you wonder in amazement how everything and everyone around you has so easily moved beyond their grief and question if you ever will. And after the first year, you feel as though your life will never be normal again, and you sadly realize the honesty and truth within that thought. Year after year, the days and the weeks appear in the rearview mirror as though your life was a bad movie that you were forced to watch all alone. But at some point, maybe it was month 5, or it was possibly year 3, you come to the resolution and the realization that you must live once again. I chose to hold close the expression, living beyond grief, as a mantra or a motto, whatever it takes for me to be given a moment in any moment to make my feet take another step forward. Now, thanks to my late wife, Colleen, I believe I was aware of this need a bit sooner than most everyone else experiencing the difficulty of death, because she had experienced the sudden loss of her first husband in July of 1999. Now, I was an unwitting student of her ability to live beyond grief, she, an unknowing teacher, showing me the large and small steps required to accomplish her most important role in her life, single mother and widow. I wasn't aware at the time that I needed to take notes, that I needed to pay such close attention to how strong she really was and the importance of each small, seemingly insignificant detail she focused on while she rebuilt her life against all odds. And isn't that exactly what we are faced with after loss? Rebuilding our lives? Especially the widows and widowers. The planners with suddenly no plan because in one single day plans were taken from us through an open hole in the earth that seemed to swallow them up. Gone. Gone is not our future, however, although I know there are moments, there are even days and possibly weeks when it feels as though it is. The future is still ours to have if we choose, if we decide to put in the work and to find a way to take the necessary step toward that elusive idea of tomorrow. It's still there. You might not realize it because it looks so much different than before. It was never a blank page, not for quite a while. You yourself remember writing so much in that hopeful chapter. But that blank page you stare at today is there just for you to write in as you had before. It just looks a bit different today, so it might be time to pick up the pen and start writing again. Now, I'd also like to share that for quite a while now, I've been experiencing a lack of motivation and quite a reduction in my ability to focus. Now, I'm a typical coffee drinker, needing a cup, at least one designer cup of caffeine in the morning. But lately, I've been searching for a second cup before the morning is even over. Now, here's the thing. I'm not an energy drink kind of person. I don't love the idea of the potential of a sudden jolt without much benefit. So a few months ago, I actually stumbled upon a social media ad for an all-natural mental performance shot called Magic Mind. And I discovered Magic Mind was known to boost energy and focus, and crush procrastination, of which I'm raising my hand I am guilty of recently. And it's supposed to help elevate mental clarity. Now, several weeks passed as I kept Magic Mind at the back of my thoughts when one day I was approached to try the product and in turn mention its benefits on this podcast. Now, I hesitated at first initially because I needed to understand how it might benefit me and you, my audience. But I'm also a bit protective of my community as well, and I did not want to inappropriately represent something I just didn't believe in. So as I researched the Magic Mind product, I couldn't help but wonder if it could actually help reinvigorate my lack of mental energy lately. So we are all well aware how grief can take its toll on many aspects of our lives. Focus and motivation and anxiety are just a few. And I'm sure that we've all experienced one or multiple of these. Well, today, I'm in my eighth day adding Magic Mind to my morning routine, and I'm honestly surprised to be able to say I feel a difference. In fact, last week, just 3 days into adding a shot alongside my normal coffee routine, I found myself noticeably focusing a bit more than usual throughout the entire day. Keep in mind, although I'm a coffee guy, I like coffee only to have a hint of coffee, so taste is important to me, and when I popped open my first shot, I was apprehensive as to what I was about to experience. I mean, Magic Mind is green, most likely due to one of the many ingredients, matcha being one of them, which is a source of longer-released caffeine that is supposed to help reduce stress. But the taste is actually quite good, a bit of a citrus flavor and slightly sweet, which is a definite plus for me. And I appreciate that all natural ingredients have been painstakingly sourced, and what still impresses me is the no sugar, It's nut-free, vegan, keto, paleo-friendly. It just is the entire package. Unlike energy drinks, Magic Mind has already provided for me prolonged benefits, such as clarity of mind, helping me to reduce my coffee craving later in the day, which is a huge plus. And I feel more focused and have found my creativity level has actually increased for longer periods of time. Apparently, thanks to the nootropics, which is supposed to improve memory and attention span. And more importantly, at my time in life, I'm all for improving my memory. So I've been able to secure a discount for my listeners who may want to give Magic Mind a try like I have. With my discount code, you'll be able to save 56% off a subscription for the next 10 days. All you have to do is head on over to magicmind.com/grateful. That's grateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L. And use my code GRATEFUL20. Now, that code will also allow a one-time purchase savings of 20%, which is still quite nice. However, the best value, of course, is the 56% off for a 30-pack subscription. So now you have an easy way to try something that's all natural. It's had a positive effect for me, hitting on issues I've noticed in my life recently, the focus, the energy, mental clarity, and anxiety, I'll admit. And again, you can learn more over at magicmind.com/grateful and just use that code GRATEFUL20 to save. And don't give up your coffee fix. I'm certainly not about to, but I will happily add to my routine something that can help me refocus and reinvigorate the pieces of me in which I think need some attention. Now, I've found to actively live beyond grief, we need one important thing. The thing which Colleen had somehow discovered, and from my viewpoint at the time, it just seemed to be part of her. But now I realize it was probably the hardest to find piece of her grief process for which she had never, ever thought she would need to search for. And that was just simply hope. New hope in general is important to have to accomplish most anything in our life. To strive for and find success with nearly everything that we do. But hope among loss and in grief after death can seem like a drop of water in the ocean. It's very elusive. Or perhaps like a singing child among the largest choir of voices. It's the emotional needle in the haystack, and that haystack is a mile high. But hope is absolutely essential to move forward. Here's the thing. I've discovered a little secret about hope. Now, there are people who have hope as an intrinsic part of themselves. And if you are fortunate to have one of these people somewhere in your life, you will be able to find and grasp hope just a bit more easily than others. And that secret is children. Now, I believe that might be the reason why Colleen initially had found hope, because she had a 9-month-old daughter when her husband passed, and she had little choice but to push forward and to find hope and to make that a part of her moving forward. Now, in a similar manner, when Colleen passed in 2020, our kids were 21, 13, and 12. So I too had little choice than to push forward and to find hope in any way I could. However, our kids at their age at the time was a huge benefit to me because we could find hope together in so many large and small things in our lives. And being grateful for Colleen was certainly one of them. Now, support, of course, is also quite an unsung hero in our ability to live beyond grief. We often hear throughout our life that it matters who we surround ourselves with in our life. Now, in grief, if it's possible, this became even more important and far more priceless than you might first think. As I've mentioned in other episodes, support can take on many forms. From the simple holding of a hand, to a quiet cup of coffee, or to a get-your-hands-dirty type of help in the yard as someone attempts to find their new normal, or even a simple text message checking in to see how they're doing. Support can be simple or support can be grand. And the important thing about support is it just has to exist. Now, as you attempt to find ways to take steps forward beyond your grief, finding people to support you in that effort can be just as important. In fact, I would possibly suggest that support during this time might be a bit more consequence than while you were on your knees grieving, because it provides for you the grace you might not show for yourself during this important step. It can give you confidence as you attempt to live again. The support of others can also provide for you the permission that you crave, that you're doing okay, and this is the right thing to do. Because taking steps forward to redefine your life can oftentimes be laced with guilt, uncertainty, and the constant questioning of yourself. You know, those moments when you should yourself? I wonder if I should this or I should that. Find a friend, find a family member, a trusted person in your life who you know you can be honest with, and who, more importantly, can be honest with you. This type of support at this junction in your grief journey can be more beneficial than you might think, and a priceless aspect to your ability to begin to live beyond grief. Now, keep this one thing in mind, please. None of the process of navigating grief is easy, least of which is attempting to redefine your life as you begin to move forward. Small, purposeful steps might be best here. As long as you keep one thing in mind, living beyond grief is not to move from grief. It is a deliberate step forward with grief while you discover what lies ahead for yourself. Thank you again for listening to the Journey to Grateful podcast. I am thankful for you taking the time to listen to this podcast and sharing it with others. I encourage you to stop by the community on social media, share your own story and insights on grief, and join our family in helping others on their path. Head on over to journeytograteful.com/community to find ways to join in the conversation and make a difference through your story. And while you're on the site, sign up for my bi-monthly newsletter designed to provide you inspiration and motivation. And if you would like a more personal connection, I invite you to connect with me via email, tim@journeytograteful.com. But why should you stop there? Feel free to give me a call, leave me a voicemail, or simply send me a text. The phone number is 262-298-2428. That's 262-298-CHAT. And lastly, help me build this community, broaden my reach, and support my mission by reviewing the show and telling others why you listen on Apple Podcasts. I've provided you a leave a review button over at journeytograteful.com. Your support of this podcast through your comments is a powerful thing that you can do today, and I thank you so much for reaching out and doing so. Now, to close out this episode, I would like to share a quote from Helen Keller. "What we once enjoyed and deeply loved, we can never lose, for all that we love deeply becomes a part of us." Now, I chose to share this quote because I see it as a confirmation for the moment we decide to try to live again, to try to take steps forward. It acts as a reminder that who we have lost and that love becomes a part of us, never to be lost, even as we try to live beyond our grief. For the love which remains comes right along with us. Thank you again, my friends, for joining me today. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode or any previous episodes. And for those who are walking on their path with grief, I hope you find a way to walk confidently on your journey to grateful. Bye-bye.